Stories Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon, and it's Saturday morning. It used to be that I would do all sorts of stuff on Saturday mornings, like watch cartoons and watch cartoons, and then I'd watch cartoons. Oh, then there were the soccer games, because soccer games were on Saturday. So, like that, and then I wouldn't be able to watch cartoons. But instead of watching cartoons these days, since they all kind of suck, it's all, you know, the anime stuff now that you see at night. What do kids watch on Saturdays? Well, they probably tune into the Weekly Challenge. That's where I post a topic to podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com, then you guys come up with the stories, and we assemble them in a podcast like this. The topic this week is Shrouded in Mist. To figure out who goes first, we look at who won the polling last week, and that was Justin Lowmaster, Space Turtle. By the way, he's going to start doing readings in Second Life Sunday, I think, west of Ireland or something like that. He'll probably have details in his story. So congratulations to Justin, and once I get all this queued up, we're going to hear his story. So here we go.
Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster here with my 100-word story for the weekly challenge. I have an announcement tomorrow, which would be Sunday. So if you're listening to this not on Saturday, tomorrow could be today or yesterday. Or if it's a long time down the road, could be like years ago. But if you're listening on Saturday, the 11th. Tomorrow, on the 12th, I'll be reading some stories at West of Ireland in Second Life from 1 to 2:30. There'll be other people reading. I'll just be a small portion of that. I have some Jonathan Winters stories I'll be reading on the topic of food, drink, social gatherings, etc. So if you're in Second Life, you can send me a message, ChivalryBeanRagu, and I will send you a message. And how to get there? I'm tired. The story is all based on things that actually happened to me. I've just mixed several different situations and added a few things that didn't happen and made the story. It's called A Shrouded Country Road. The sliver of moon shone into the obscuring mists. A lone car traveled along the road that wove amongst the fields. It swerved, narrowly missing an escaped miniature pony, and ran into a ditch. Dogs barked, but no one came from the farmhouse. The driver climbed out. From the fields of mist arose the hungry dead. The driver unawares until one grasped his shoulder. Scrambling back into the car, the driver spun his wheels, getting nowhere. The horse spooked and kicked, breaking the driver's window. The dead cut themselves on shards of glass as they climbed in to feast.
Whoa, that was cool. I hope some of those dead people had driver's licenses. You know, it's important. I've got to get mine renewed. Yeah, wear a mask. thank you, Justin. By the way, the text for the stories can be found in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, links to everybody's site that sent stories in, and everybody had links this week. Isn't that cool? And everybody sent in the audio of their stories. That's even cooler. Because, you know, the midget, he got arrested. I don't want to tell you too much about it, but you know that thing that happened in that cemetery up in Cook County, Illinois? You know, the digging up the... You don't want to know what they did with the bodies, but the midget is going to be spending a long time in jail for it. All right? Ugh. Oh, also you can vote for your favorite stories in the poll. That's where all the links are. But before you do any voting, let's hear the rest of the stories this week. And the first one is TJ Amon, and he does a podcast, TV is the New Reading. So that's linked in the show notes, but I went over that far. So welcome, TJ, and let's hear what you've got for us this week, and good luck.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Tiny flecks of dew sparkled on the fine hairs of her forearms, adding to the illusion of sinful, gaudy display in the encumbered moonlight. A fine night for a walk, Goody Williams thought, luxuriating in the sensation of her lustrous auburn hair, gathered by day into a proper bun, now flowing freely about her naked shoulders. Any other night, the city fathers would surely flog her in socks, but not this night, she mused. Shrouded as she was in night, the deep Salem mists wrapped about her skin. She was free as Godiva, and yet modest as her puritanical mother.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, hoping you may be
somewhere.
I'm walking after midnight, searching for me.
Cool. Hey, where'd you get that song from? That has a good feeling to it. Thank you, TJ. And be sure to check out his podcast. And you're always welcome back. Everyone is always welcome. Well, all right, there may be one or two people that kind of... also the midget. I mean, we don't want him back. No, everybody's welcome back. Even the midget. Yeah. I think so. Except for the zombies. Oh, there's one more person that sent in their first story, and this is Lewis, and I think you know him by another name, but he had heard about this a while back and thought he wanted to give this a shot, and so that's really cool, and I've been looking forward to this, although Diva hasn't sent one in, and Kat, hers was only 85 words long, and Doc, hers wasn't long enough, no, 100. You see, 100 has special meaning to me, because it's 10 times 10, and we all know that 10 is my number. Okay, maybe you don't know that 10 is my number. 10 is my number! It's mine! You can't have it. It's mine. Anyway, here is Lewis and his story, and good luck.
I heard stories of a wise person once that lived in a mountain. The path to wisdom was said to be shrouded in mist. The guru's sight was able to pierce through the depths of your own. Your life is an open book without words. I decided to take the trek to find the man. I found a village where many people spoke of the same story. They pointed to the mountain above the town. Its peak was hidden by clouds. The journey up the mountain took 2 days. At the top, I found a shack with only a mirror.
Whoa. I'm going to have to let that sink in for a minute. Okay, folks, there's going to be like a pause here. So you can let that sink in. I shouldn't be babbling like this. I just lost the moment. All this babbling I do. Thank you, Lewis. And, you know, that is exactly what we're looking for here. And, you know, oh, no, is this not right? Everyone always worries, oh, is this good enough? Is this, you know, will you accept this? I'm submitting this. Will you approve it? And it's like, well, unless, you know, you're, people freaking out, you know, swearing and all that crap. Well, this does have the explicit tag.
This podcast has the explicit tag. You mean little monkeys.
It's always mean little monkeys. Frank J is really just messed my head up. But thank you, Lewis. Now that we've gotten through the people sending in their first stories, let's go to and try to suffer through the veterans who suffer every week trying to come up with their victory. They want to control the topic. They want to control the world. Okay, maybe just the topic. The guy who does the music at the beginning of this podcast, the end of this podcast, and he also does the music of your dreams is Guy David. Let's hear his story. Is this going to be the patchwork bus? Let's find out.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 168. I'm Guy from Night Guy. Download my music at music.guydavid.com. Join my fan page on Facebook. The topic for this week's challenge is Shrouded in Mist. This is part 8 of the Patchwork Bus. Enjoy! Lifted above the graveyard. Georgie Ghost has risen above his grave, stretched and yawned, and then got ready for his morning exercises. Have to keep in shape, he told Jenny Ghost, who's also been rising. You don't say, she said. Her chin had fallen, and she had to pick it up and reconnect it to the rest of her face. You see what I mean, said Georgie. He made himself ghost coffee. Then they heard a loud noise, and the patchwork bus came out of Georgie's grave and made him the bus's ghost, morning coffee still in one hand.
Thank you, Guy David. Watch out for those ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Man, that's like, what, 23 years ago? Ooh. One thing. Facebook. I think at his site he's got a link to his Facebook fan page. All of you people who are on Facebook that are in this podcast, come on, admit it. You are fans of Guy David. So, check that out. Follow the link. And if there are other things that you want me to pimp in my little, you know, ramblings in between stories, let me know. This one, you didn't have to ask. I am a fan of Guy David, and I insist that you become one too. And if you aren't one yet, listen to the music for 5 days straight. Lock yourself into a closet and just have that playing, and you will become a fan. You will need it. Oh, sorry. Next up is Mick Bordet from some Scottish podcast. What's the Scottish, you know, if it ain't a Scottish potist. Damn, I messed up this morning. I forgot to do the normal cup of coffee thing. It's not really a thing, just drinking a cup of coffee. Yeah, you get the pot and you do 8 cups in there and you just drink one and you sip it all morning. Then you realize, why did I make 8? That's wasteful. That's so American of me, as the Europeans would say. Well, anyway, here is Mick and his story.
This is Mick Bourdais from the Some Other Scotland podcast at someotherscotland.blogspot.com with my entry for 100 Word Stories number 168, Shrouded in Mist. This story is a spin-off from the Some Other Scotland world. The old man walked along the beach, waves lapping over his feet. He had hidden what they were looking for, buried it deep in the sand, awaiting the next generation to take up the cause. His work was done, and he was ready for them. No will left to run. He felt the knife push against his back, but the pain as it pierced his heart was dulled by the pain he already felt at leaving his family alone. They searched for their prize, but left empty-handed and angry. Lifeless, his body crumpled to the ground, shrouded in mist.
Thank you, Mick. Although I didn't realize it was some other Scotland. I thought it was Scotland. You get the two confused. You got the Scotland, you got the other Scotland, but that's some other Scotland. I kind of like the other Scotland. I don't know, the real Scotland? The big, the one that everyone... You go to some other Scotland, it's not as crowded, the weather's a bit milder. I like it. I think the problem is, if people know about that, then they're going to go to that one instead of... You know how it goes. Thank you, Mick. Have I said thank you, Mick, enough? Maybe there's some other Mick. I don't know. By the way, Mick, and coming up next is Norval Joe, and then you've got Jeff Height. This is the core, the heart of Great Heights. I actually sent in a story this week. It's not my best. I don't know why. I write for here, and then I hear the topic and say, oh, the topic is keys, and I start tapping away at the BlackBerry, and then the bus hits a mule, and I'm like, oh no, you make me get out and drag the mule out from under the wheel because he's, a 500-pound lummox driving the bus, and everybody else is like, hey, I can't let go of my shopping bag for the treasure. So, I didn't get one in for keys. My challenge is, I will write the story on the way home, or on the way to work, or walking to lunch and back. That's my goal. That's, I raise the bar on myself, and I constantly hit my forehead against it. So, there you go. Here's Norval Joe. Get that harmonica ready.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 168, with a prompt of Shrouded in Mist. My story is The Price of Friendship, a Transition. Chad stepped forward blindly, the small black box held out before him. A red pinpoint of light flashed on the screen, and the box vibrated with warmth if he followed its direction, instantly cold if he diverged from its guidance. He had only a few minutes to cross over, and now that he was here, he had no idea where to go. After hours of wandering, he sat, shrouded in the mist. A short-haired cat, slate gray, with silver-tipped ears and tail, sat by him. Chad stared into its copper eyes. "You're lost, aren't you?" the cat said. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
You expect that harmonica riff at the beginning, and he just twists it on you. Thank you, Norval Joe. That was a cool story, and after a while, the cats start talking to me, although it's mostly as they wrestle with each other. And I'm like, guys, will you cut that out? They wrestle a lot. Right now, I think they're asleep because they're tired from wrestling. And I know that as soon as I hear tink, 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 that's Bruin smacking the wind chimes on the back door. That's his way of letting me know, I want to go outside and play and bring back cockroaches, little bastard. All right, we've got two stories from Jeff Heights here. That's right, two. Some other Jeff Heights. And I'm going to play them back to back without me babbling between them because I think you're sick of it by now. And as the podcast gets above 20 minutes, I start to go into the 20-minute drill. and just try to, come on, let's get this going, let's get this going. I know you people really got something to do. You're tired. You know, you don't expect this kind of content on television. You know, because TV is a new reading. Here we go with Jeff Haidt.
This is Jeffrey Haidt with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 168 with the topic of Shrouded in Mist. I'm going to say thank you to Mick for an excellent topic, and then I'm going to apologize to him for really, really bad British accents. I call this one... I'm not going to call it anything. I thought you said this island was shrouded in mist. It is. What, are you crazy? It's as clear as a bell. I can see all the way to New York City from here. Really? That's a long way off. No, you idiot. It's a turn of phrase. What I was trying to say is there's no mist. Oh. I see then. But this place is supposed to be hidden. Why? Because it's Avalon. And people would start expecting King Arthur to come back. Is he one of the Queen's sons? No! He's King of the Britons! This has been King of the Britons by Jeffrey Haidt. You had to see that one coming. There's no way you could miss it. If you've enjoyed this story, please check out the archives here at 100 Word Stories. And maybe, just maybe, go over to greatheights.blogspot.com and see some other stories that are actually good.
Okay, I said I wouldn't say anything between the stories, but... Okay, here we go with number two.
This is Jeffrey Haidt with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 168 with the topic of Shrouded in Mist. Thank you, Mick, for the excellent topic, and I call this one Henry. Henry stood alone on the plane and waited. He'd been waiting for most of his life, but this was a new one. He'd waited to be born. He'd waited in line in school. He'd waited at the bank and the grocery store. It'd really gotten to be a habit for him. He even waited while his mother died last year, and the doctor said there was nothing to be done. His whole life had been waiting. Now he waited for death. When it came, it was shrouded in mist.
Can I help you, Henry?
This has been Henry by Jeffrey Haidt. If you enjoyed this story, please check out the archives here at podcasting.isfulofcrap.com. And if you feel up to it, maybe you can check out Great Heights at greatheights.blogspot.com, where 100 words is only the beginning.
Thank you, Jeff, and I cannot repeat enough. Try out the topics over at Great Heights, where 100 words is only the beginning. That's because 100 words here, we start with this, and this one's 300 words. I can't cut it down anymore. I don't want to get rid of that character. And, you know, if you get rid of the fact that he has only four fingers on that hand, it doesn't make any sense. And I can't get rid of anything else. So go over to Great Heights and then you can add to it. You're like, oh, the topic is keys. And there was a key dangling around his neck. There, boom, you're on topic. And an unimportant plot device that gets you in. That's what writing is all about. Thank you, Jeff. And, hey, I'm going to lose this week over there, and I'm going to laugh, because that was just... no one likes it when you mess with heroes like Todd Beamer. I don't think he was a hero. I really don't. If he had let them smash the plane into Congress, so few of those people would have been reelected. I mean, it's so hard to reelect a dead person. I mean, Hawaii has done it. And then there was the senator from Missouri. That's how we wound up with... It wasn't Tom Ridge. It was Ashcroft, who lost to a dead guy. Anyway, I'm getting on politics again. No one wants to hear that. So, let's move on to Linda. Let's see what craziness she has in a bag ready to unleash upon us.
Hey everyone, it's Linda, and this is my 20th entry into the weekly challenge, so that's pretty neat for me. Maybe not for you. This week's topic was Shrouded in Mist, and I went to my favorite type of movies for this one. Enjoy! The night falls and the wild wolf howls. Look to the full moon high in the southwestern skies. There, upon the hill, shrouded in mist, you may see it. Follow the forest road, taking the first left after the graveyard. Past the waterfall, where the fallen oak tree rests, and continue until you reach the fork. If you see a man with a shovel, proceed with caution to the right. When you spy a woman selling flowers, bid her good evening, and ride on until the road ends. There you will find the Best Western. Tell them Maleva sent you.
Yes, we all know Best Westerns are the official hotels of horror movies. Thank you, Linda. I like doing that. I'm standing in line, ready to get some kolaches. What kolaches will you have? Try that. Try that all day long. In public, when people talk to you, start with... See how they react. Officer, there's a guy that's going blah. And then the cop looks at him and says, blah, what's the problem with that? Okay, I've been watching too many of the videos from old Jews telling jokes. Just search for that in iTunes or wherever. You'll see what I mean. Blah. You know, I can't stop. Next up is Danny. Danny, please help me. You can cure me. I can't stop saying.
Hey, this is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Stories Podcast Weekly Challenge number 168. The topic this week was Shrouded in Mist. Sunset. Two children play in an overgrown meadow far from home. Do you see that, Danny? Katrina stared ahead and quivered at the approaching wall of mist. I see it. It's coming at us fast. Danny took Katrina's hand. She squeezed hard and inched herself close to him. A torrent of wind propelled the thick white blinding mist, engulfing the two kids. Katrina shut her eyes, burying her face in Danny's chest. "Danny, I'm scared!" she shouted, crying. The screaming wind died. Katrina opened her tear-blurred eyes. She stood alone, sobbing. The mist had taken Danny away from her.
"That mean old mist, tell them to give Danny back! No, you just unhand Danny and give him back, you mean mist! You're just... water particles suspended in the atmosphere. Who do you think you are?" What is it, Nardo? That's right. After a long disappearance, Nardo is back on the podcast. Come on. Yeah, you a good boy. See, the problem is Bruin hangs out in here while I do this. And Nardo doesn't really want to be around Bruin when he's in a playful mood. We'll just leave it. Yeah, who's a good boy? You are such an old fart. Yes, you are. Oh, well. I'm not talking to him like I do when I'm on Second Life and Voice, you know. Dude, we are going to make kitty fritters out of you. Yes, you are going to be so tasty. All right, I'll shut up now. It's time for Anima Zabaleta. Now, Anima, I could say so much about her, but she's like the last story that was submitted, so she has to go last in here, and I'm just worn out, and it's over 20 minutes. I know, I feel like I'm cheating her out of a huge long introduction like I've done for everybody else. Oh, wait, I've just done that. Psych.
Hello. Anima here, with my submission for Weekly Challenge 168. And by my counting, this makes 70 in a row for me. This story is Gone Camping.
Hey, did you see that? I thought I saw.
There's nothing in there. You are such a scaredy pants. Every time you go camping, it's the same thing. Remember the bear? I don't think that old man will ever be the same. And in California, you almost broke my leg with your booby traps for Bigfoot. Why do you even leave the house? Just go take a shower already.
I've changed my mind. We're only here for a few more days.
Shrouded in mist, the giant praying mantis munches on the head of a hapless camper who wasn't so paranoid.
You were eating an apple, weren't you? You know, the things we do to Foley up effects. Cool. Giant praying mantis. Wait, if the praying mantis bit her head off... I don't even want to get into that. The sad things that happen when you have a biology degree and you know what these creatures do. Sick little perverts. That's what they are. All animals are sick little perverts. All right. Thank you, Anima. And finally, yeah, I did talk like the last story was going to be Anima with her 70th story in a row, but no, there's one more. I don't know how many stories this guy has in a row. I know he's been in every one of these except for one, and I know which one it is, and that one was kind of the planets were out of alignment, as if they're ever in alignment. Especially Planet Z.
Wolfram stared at the castle on the hill and argued with his traveling companion Foster.
"I say it's shrouded in mist," said Wolfram.
"No, there's too much mist there for a simple shroud," said Foster. "Maybe blanketed, perhaps?"
"Why not just say it's enveloped and be done with it?" snarled Wolfram. They kept up the argument for a few minutes, not noticing the werewolf approaching. Foster fumbled the silver bullet and fired far too late to save Wolfram.
"Okay, you're right," said Foster. "The castle is shrouded in mist, but you're enveloped in blood."
"Oh, well, fuck you," said Wolfram, and died.
And that's it for this week. The Weekly Challenge, number 168, Shrouded in Mist. Got some great stories this week? Well, you know that, because you just listened to them. Duh. The text for the stories can be found in the show notes. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everyone who sent in a story this week. Isn't that amazing? It's full precipitation. Plus, you can vote on your favorites. Now, if you don't have a favorite, you can select more than one. And if you didn't like any of the stories, and I don't know how you can, you've got to love them. All of them to some extent. You can't hate them all. But if you're a mean person, and you do, please go to the show notes and vote for all the stories, all of them, to let us know that you're alive. And speaking of letting us know you're alive, Tom, I haven't seen you on Skype. I haven't seen you anywhere. I'm starting to worry. I'm wondering if you've become part of the American myth. Please know. Oh, my. I'm sure that there are people that have just vanished after doing this podcast for so long. They're like, oh, I can't stand this anymore. Call up the Witness Protection Program. Maybe I can get on Escape Pod. The Escape Pod Protection Program. That's what they call it. God, I haven't been to Canadians in forever. I need to go to Canadians. I need some good pizza. Who wants to go to Keneally's? Raise your hand. Oh, I'm just babbling again. The music for the show? Guy David. GuyDavid.com. You heard his story. You heard his music on the stories there. You're hearing it right now. Other than that, got a story in Great Heights. Omniprim does his thing for Warren Wayland. 4:30 Pacific time on Wednesdays. And then Thursday, I'm going to be reading these stories at 3:30 Pacific time. You probably know where that's going to be. And if you don't have a clue by now, you know, just, I don't know, just ignore me. That's it for today. That's it for this week. I'll see y'all next week. The topic for next week has been posted. It's a good one. There never are bad topics, just bad cats. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.